Welcome to Legislative Report with Representative Steve Mentzer of Lancaster County. Representative Mentzer, the State House Finance Committee this week approved House Bill 1401, which places a tax on Marcellus Shale natural gas production in order to address the revenue side of the approved state budget. It now comes before the full House for consideration. Give us your thoughts on this legislation.
Well, the legislation was changed in committee, and the rate being charged as a severance tax was reduced to where it's getting close to what I consider to be a reasonable proposal. But it is lacking one very important component, and that component is regulatory reform. Now, the DEP regulates a lot of what goes on with not only Marcellus Shale, but other projects in Pennsylvania. And this regulatory reform is absolutely necessary because all different types of businesses are getting balled up in red tape, and we can't move Pennsylvania's economy forward. So if we could get the regulatory reform that was in the package sent to us by the Senate in its severance tax package, this proposal would be a lot more palatable. So this will be argued on the House floor more than likely, and there will be many, many amendments to choose from. And so I'll be looking over that very carefully to see which ones might be most appropriate for Pennsylvania.
You recently visited the Landis Valley Museum to participate in Lancaster County Ag Week. What were some of the highlights there?
The biggest thing is this idea of an equipment apprenticeship program. What's taking place now is that these large farm equipment dealers are having trouble finding mechanics that can deal with the new technology of farm equipment. And so what they've decided to do is, with a grant from the Steinman Foundation, is come up with an apprenticeship program where you go into the high schools and get students who are interested or acclimated to this type of employment in the future, and you get them in, teaching them in school, but also on the job where they'll get paid. And I truly believe this is the direction we need to go in the future, because there's so many jobs out there, high-paying jobs, that we can't fill.
Representative Mentzer, thank you for joining us on Legislative Report.